Welcome to the Flash World, where we bring you the latest updates from around our globe. Today, we're delving into the significant efforts to broker a ceasefire in the ongoing Israel-Gaza conflict, the escalating tensions between Israel and Gaza amid attempts to secure a peaceful resolution, and the increasing pressures between China and Taiwan in the lead-up to a highly anticipated inauguration. These stories not only shape our worldview, but remind us of the delicate balance of global relations. Let's get into the heart of these issues. Our first segment brings us to the intensifying ceasefire talks in Cairo amid the ongoing Israel-Gaza conflict. Reporter Laura, could you shed some light on the developments there?
Certainly, Wendy. The ceasefire discussions in Cairo have become a nexus of hope against the backdrop of months-long hostilities between Israel and Hamas. Mediated by Egypt and Qatar, these talks have attracted significant international attention, with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and CIA Director William Burns playing pivotal roles in facilitating discussions. The core issue delaying an agreement appears to be the nature of the ceasefire. While Hamas is pushing for specific commitments towards ending the conflict, Israel's response is one of caution, given its ongoing concerns about Hamas's activities in Gaza.
It sounds like there's a delicate balance to be maintained. What's being said about the potential terms of this ceasefire?
Reports suggest a 40-day ceasefire period might be on the table, which could include the release of hostages and Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. Despite the grim reality of devastation in Gaza, highlighted by stark warnings of famine and significant civilian casualties, there's a cautious optimism on both sides about reaching an agreement.
What does this mean for the people in Gaza and the broader implications for the Middle East?
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza is dire, with the health ministry reporting over 34,654 Palestinian deaths and 77,908 injuries. This underscores the urgency of reaching a ceasefire. Additionally, there's heightened tension over Israel's contemplation of a new military ground operation in Rafah, which has met reluctance from the U.S. due to potential civilian casualties. The global community watches closely, hoping for a breakthrough that could pave the way for a more permanent resolution to this long-standing conflict.
Moving on, the Israel-Gaza situation remains precarious nearly 7 months after the war began. Reporter Rachel, what's the latest on the negotiation front?
Wendy, despite efforts to broker peace, Israel has maintained a firm stance, refusing to end the war with Hamas as part of any potential agreement. Negotiations have focused on the release of hostages, with Israel proposing a 6-week pause in fighting and the release of Palestinian prisoners in exchange for 33 Hamas-held hostages. Amidst this, the U.S. has ramped up diplomatic pressure on Qatar, urging the expulsion of Hamas leaders.
It seems there's a positive note from Hamas.
Indeed, Hamas has expressed a positive spirit towards reaching an agreement that meets the demands of the Palestinian people. The proposed deal involves a truce and mutual concessions, including the release of hostages and prisoners, aimed at addressing acute humanitarian needs in Gaza. However, significant challenges remain, such as internal opposition within Israel and the strategic importance of towns like Rafah. Moreover, Israel's plan for a potential major ground operation in Rafah has encountered criticism, highlighting the complexities of reaching a ceasefire.
Lastly, we turn to Asia, where tensions between China and Taiwan are escalating. Reporter Lester, can you provide us with an update?
Absolutely, Wendy. Following a closely contested presidential election in Taiwan, with Vice President William Lai emerging victorious, Beijing has intensified its aggressive tactics. This includes boarding a Taiwanese tourist boat, flying military aircraft close to Taiwan, and increasing harassment of Taiwanese fishing boats. China views Taiwan as a breakaway province and has not ruled out the use of force for reunification. These actions are seen as part of a strategy to create a new normal and desensitize the international community to China's gradual encroachment on Taiwan's sovereignty.
With such tension simmering, how is Taiwan responding?
Taiwan's political landscape is varied, but the victory of the DPP's William Lai is significantly perceived as a push for de facto independence, despite Lai's attempts to moderate his stance. Meanwhile, China's posture signals a willingness to use force for reunification, making any dialogue under the current climate fraught with challenges. The situation is volatile, with significant repercussions for regional stability and the international order.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash World, we've tackled the intensification of ceasefire talks in Cairo amid the ongoing Israel-Gaza conflict, the complex negotiations between Israel and Hamas, and the rising tensions between China and Taiwan. In these times of global uncertainty, the threads of diplomacy, strategic interests, and the unwavering spirit of humanity intertwine, reminding us of the delicate balance that shapes our world. Knowledge and entertainment on demand.